All right, welcome to season 2, episode 8 of Charlie and Me. We had a little late on this one. We got a couple text messages. A couple people reached out and said, "Hey, are you guys alive?"
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, my mom was one of them, so that was cool. And then Doug reached out today. He's like, "Did I miss an episode?" And I was like, "No."
It's coming later.
We had a little bit of logistical errors on our end, and now we're.
It's my fault. I'm sorry.
We're lining everything up here for Tuesday. Today is now Tuesday for those of you who are confused.
Thursday. It's Thursday, Grant.
I know, but I'm making it the new Tuesday.
No,
that's what I was trying to do. We're starting the week over again.
Veto.
We're starting the week. So I have a funny story about that.
Oh my God! No way.
Did you like it? Thanks. Sorry. Now I had to think about it. No, my cousin was having a kid, and they were going to. They're trying to figure out a name. And the wife kept, like, they'd stay, like, throw a name out there, and the wife would go, like, veto, like, as if she was vetoing it. And then everyone was like, "Well, that's a terrible kid name. Why would you name him Vito?"
And then they named him Vito?
No.
Oh.
Name's Cole.
It
would
have been way cooler if they would have named him Vito then after that.
Vito would have been nice. It's a,
so, like, why'd you name Vito?
A good Italian boy.
That couldn't pick a name?
Couldn't pick a name. So, Charlie, what did you do this last, like, week?
Last week, wow, where do we start?
Busy week.
Where do we start? Well, I piled around with you a little bit on Saturday. That was a fun time.
Oh, great time. Latest I've stayed out in a very long time.
I forgot how bad an idea it is to stay out until like 3:30 and beyond.
Oh, like, terrible.
How do people do that?
I will say, I had a Euro at like 4 in the morning, and that Euro pretty much made me until dinner the next day.
Yeah, I mean... So I woke up the next morning, I was like, I can go for some pizza. Or the pizza, I was like, I should not have done that. I did eat one piece before putting it in the fridge, so it wasn't a complete waste. I ended up doing that, and then went to the Iowa Wild Chicago Wolves minor league hockey round 2, game 1 of the playoffs.
Bang, bang.
Overtime thriller. The Wolves pulled it out. I was cheering for the Wild hometown, you know.
Yeah, hometown guy.
Gotta represent. So that was pretty fun. It was $15 tickets.
Really? How much for beer?
$5. I got the drink special.
Oh.
It was a 16-ounce hard seltzer.
Oh.
I've never had hard seltzer before.
How was it?
Not as bad. I don't like sparkling water.
Ah, okay.
I like flavored sparkling water. It was way better than I was expecting.
I feel like
I had two of them.
Wow, because you can't drive home after that.
Nah, good. It's fine. It's like 3.5 hours long.
Okay. I feel like I can't drink hard seltzer, because I like seltzer water. So then if I drink too much hard seltzer water...
You have your bad night.
Well, no, I just don't want it. Like, then I'll, like, be at work and I'll be like, this tastes like it's missing something, you know? And I'm just... And it's missing alcohol.
That's called addiction, Grant.
Well, I know. That's why I'm not drinking it.
But also, I got an email at work 2 days ago. Hey, we got some fraudulent charges on your corporate card. I was like, oh, crap.
You get skimmed?
I was like, did I buy something on accident? Like, whoops. And then I looked, I'm like, I have no pending charges. Like, I don't know what's... I called him. Someone tried to use my card information to buy $7 worth of vitamins at a vitamin store.
Damn.
It got declined, thankfully, but I had to get a new one. They're like, I'm so sorry, this is huge inconvenience, I'm sure. Is it okay if we overnight it? I'm like, yeah, I got nothing planned. I don't have to use that card for at least a month, so.
I wouldn't worry about it,
I thought it was going to be like some 45-minute phone call or whatnot. I just forgot. It was 5 minutes. Five minutes, and the next day, at my doorstep, there's a card.
I got a better question, though.
Yeah.
Did the guy get his vitamins?
No, card got declined.
I know, but like, do you think someone else bought
it? That was his only form of payment. I don't know. I don't know, Grant.
Come on. I'm worried about this guy's health now.
I don't even know if they're really vitamins. It's just $7 at a vitamin shop.
Well, I'm assuming it's vitamins.
What does that mean?
Find some iron pills. Actually, iron pills are more expensive than $7.
I was gonna say, a lot of vitamins in general just cost more.
Maybe he's buying like Band-Aids.
I was gonna say, what is he buying? Like one pill?
Yeah. Advil? I don't know. Yeah. Do they even sell Advil at those places? Can they?
Why can't they? I don't know. Walgreens can sell it, like,
what? Walgreens is a pharmacy.
It's true. But, like, non-pharmacies sell Advil.
True. 7-Eleven sells Advil.
Not a pharmacy.
No. got my boy back there cooking up some taquitos and selling me drugs, you know? yeah, we had a pretty good week, basically, is what that boils down to.
Yeah.
Cubs are looking good. Three games back, going into a three-game series against the Cardinals.
Watched a little bit today, too. Bam! Or yesterday, bam, did they stomp all over the
market. Yeah, that was big. That was big. Yeah, I think that's our update.
Things are moving. Just things are progressing.
A lot going on. I'm going back to Des Moines this weekend, so anyone in Des Moines area, hit us up.
Oh, I'm so excited to play golf at my home course again. Like, I bet. I'm more excited than I thought I'd ever be to play at Wakanda.
Dude, that, I mean, yeah, that's actually pretty sweet. I don't even think I'm going to bring my clubs back because I'm not going to have time.
Try to say you're busy.
Busy person. Busy.
Busy, busy.
We got a good podium lined up here after 5 minutes of just nonstop nothing there.
Good podium, but it could get...
Our listeners might shed tears. It could get competitive. Our podium is the podium of our least favorite or worst sports moments.
Yeah, it sure is.
I'm going to be the nice guy. I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I know what your first one's going to be.
One of two. This one, it's the worst because it still stings so much. It's a double doink. The Bears.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the first one I wrote down.
It just, as it ages, it might not be as bad, but it was, the hype was so high. And I'm in such a good mood going into it. I'm like, they got this. And then, as the game goes on, you're like, it's going to come down to a kick. It's going to come down to a kick. And then, doink! And I will say, I like immediately didn't think it was going in. I didn't think it was nearly as close as it was for the double doink.
Yeah.
But I'd already given up, so I didn't have that little sliver of hope in there. But it hurt. It just hurt. And then going to work the next day, everyone could just walk around. I was like, it hurt.
Do you know the worst part about it for me was, I remember watching it, and it bounced off both poles, and I thought it bounced in.
You yelled it in.
I was like, in, and then you're like, no.
You're an idiot.
And I was like, oh, shoot. And then I just laid back down on the couch, because it was New Year's Day?
It was not New Year's Day.
Oh, that was Iowa. That was the Iowa football game. Never mind.
Yeah, we were just hanging out.
Yeah, that was a rough one. I'm still pretty sad about that.
Having to record that opening to the podcast right after that.
Oh, yeah, that was really depressing. Double doink, definitely one of the top ones. Yeah. I thought this was going to be your first one, though, to be honest with you, and I'm going to take it now that it's open. The Iowa Rose Bowl against Stanford.
See, I wrote it down. I actually wrote down another game from that year. But that one didn't hurt that bad because it was just over right away. And I was there, so I was like, I can still enjoy it in a sense.
True. Watching it on TV was pretty rough.
Yeah, but it was, because it was never a game, it didn't have that sting of the worst memory.
Okay. All right. I can feel that, but it was a terrible. There was big hype for the game, and then there was just a terrible, terrible game. So Iowa Rose Bowl is up there.
Yeah. Number two, the day Lance Armstrong got stripped of his 7 Tour de France's.
Ooh.
Banned for cycling from life.
Ooh. Right? That's a tough one.
You know, when it's so bad, the whole sport, they came and put a winner. He won.
True. It's true.
That tweet he put up, as they made the ruling, he's in his basement lounging on his couch, and he's had all 7 yellow jerseys lined up on his wall. I don't even know if there's a caption or not, but like...
Does he have to give them back?
Probably not. I mean,
he had to pay back the...
Oh, the money's gone. He lost it.
Well, then he made all the money back on Uber, so...
Yeah.
He's got that going for him.
Doing just fine. But, yeah, that was... it was one of those days, like, he's an asshole to the people that were trying to, like, get the truth out of him for so long, because he would just sue the crap out of them until they gave up. But as far as, like, sporting goes, he's a champion.
I mean, yeah, the guy was... I think he definitely won. I'm not taking anything away from him there, but now you get into the whole ethical debate of like, did he win correctly, blah blah blah. Whatever. Either way, that was a tough day when they stripped him away.
Yeah.
Alright, a personal sports moment. losing, and I don't remember the exact score because it was pretty blurry towards the end. I played on the A team in middle school in basketball, and we played against A-team at Merrill. So I was accounting, and we played against Merrill. Merrill's team was a bunch of studs. A bunch of them played college or high school basketball. Some college. One you might know, Peter Jock. Played against Peter Jock, yeah.
G League. He's in the G League.
Not a big deal. Anyway, we didn't score a single point in the entire game. Not one point. We lost, I think it was like 67, 64 to nothing. We scored nada the entire time. They were literally trying to make us score. But we were so deflated that we just couldn't even score. It was one of the best days of my basketball career, and that's when I realized I had not a future in basketball.
I didn't even think about putting a personal memory in there, so that's good.
And that was a tough one.
Got pooped on.
That was pretty rough, man. I'm going to be honest, that wasn't...
I don't have one because, you know, like, personal ones, you know, I just dominate.
Yeah, right.
Whatever I do, so it's
right.
Like, not a big deal. That's tough. That's tough, man.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about it anymore. What's your last one?
Bears Packers NFC Championship game.
Oh, Caleb Haney.
Game 50-yard touchdown pass for the Packers to win the game. And it's, that was in Soldier Field.
Yeah. I remember that one.
A bunch of family over. It was just. Ouch.
That's a tough one.
Just ouch.
I feel like the Bears have caused a lot of heartache throughout the years. All they do is make it hurt. I have literally three of the six memories I wrote down here are Bears memories.
They only have two of my five.
Maybe.
Iowa memories, I just didn't bring up.
I had some Iowa memories. Anyway, my last one is also a Bears game. It is the Colts Bears Super Bowl. When Devin Hester returns the opening kickoff, and you're just jacked up, you think you're like, oh, we're going to kick ass. And then, you know, Peyton Manning just comes out and dominates.
Then you remember we have Rex Grossman.
Yeah, then you remember you got number eight. You got number eight under center, and that guy sucks.
That's a good list. Did you have Bartman on there at all? Curious.
I didn't have Bartman. That would have been a really good one, but I don't remember that one too clearly.
Oh, I got that one vivid as a hawk. But I felt like over the years, everyone's kind of
faded,
especially in 2016.
We made peace with Bartman. We wanted. I did have, though, in recent memory, I had game 163.
Yeah, I was thinking about throwing that one down, but it's like 2016 cures a lot of things.
I mean, yeah, but that was last year, so you can't, like, how do you cure the past?
Cures a lot of things.
The past is curing the past. I don't understand.
I had the Iowa versus Michigan State in the Big Ten Championship football game.
Yep, that was a tough one.
That last drive was just a slow knife going into the side and slowly getting turned and twisted, and you're like, I can't just stop it. And then I also had the Iowa versus Penn State, I think it was like last year or 2 years ago, the last second touchdown pass at home night game in Kinnick. That was a heartbreaker.
Tears.
Especially because on that game, I was watching with a bunch of people who were just rooting for Penn State despite me. And, like, Penn State was ranked number, like, 2 or 3 in the nation. I was, like, unranked.
I remember this game really well now. It took me a second to come around.
Yeah. I was watching with a bunch of guys who were just rooting for Penn State just because they knew I was rooting for Iowa. And so I think Iowa down scored late. I was like, yeah, suck it, yeah. And then Penn State scored. I was like, I'm going to bed.
And they had Barkley, too. It was, like, cheating.
Barkley, Trace McSorley, and we had Akron Wadley.
Yeah. And that was it. We didn't even have a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh boy, what a tough one. I literally just had like most Iowa sports games.
I have a lot of Iowa. Because I didn't think of, like, honestly, I didn't write Lance down until I thought I need something that's not Iowa with Bears. It's like Lance.
That's where I had my personal memory. It really got me going.
That day hurt.
All right, let's get this interview. Let's have some fun here. Now we welcome on a former teammate of mine, a relative, I guess, of Charlie's. It's less important.
I mean, I guess it's a cousin.
Yeah, less
cousin.
Important. I'd go by teammate first, but Jack Wallig. Jack, welcome on.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. We got a lot of fun stuff to talk about here, but as you know, you've listened to the show before. The first question we always ask is, what's your favorite Charlie and me moment?
Yeah, so I had to think about this, actually, for the show. Grant, obviously, lucky enough to run a year with you in high school. And I'd say just the sage advice you gave us your senior year on your way out.
I'm nervous.
That was pretty great.
Do you care to share what advice that was?
I don't know if it's appropriate. I don't know how, what this show is rated.
Your aunts will be listening. Just put it that way.
You know, I'm probably not gonna share okay. specific piece, man. But I will say, I think the best part was how much we got to see your ass cheeks while we were running.
Yeah, those ass cheeks have transformed as of recent, but
yeah,
yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. It's good to know.
he's a tatted up man now.
Yeah, I had to get a tattoo.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
That was the joke. All right, now I don't remember exactly what I told everyone as my sage advice on the way out, but I'm glad it stuck.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Matt Moreland and I were roommates, and we were reflecting on things you told us.
That's great. I'm glad I left. I hope it was a good impression.
Yeah. Charlie, I mean, oof, there's a lot of good memories, especially when we were little, and you come over and see Brian, my older brother, for, I guess people who don't know, wailing on me, and you join in. Those are fun. But no, I'd say just recently, earlier this year, first football game of the season. My friend and I were just wandering around the tailgate. We run into you, of all people. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
That was a good time. Yeah. I seem to run into you guys at weird times, because there was also, last year, I was volunteering at the Drake Relays, and I hear my name get called out, and you two are just sitting in the stands together.
The two of us?
Yeah, it was a Drake Relays party, so we had...
No, I do remember that.
I remember Jack walking across the turns like, Jack! Waving my hand, Jack!
Yeah, after we just had like a Bloody Mary at Jet Throws or something like that.
Oh yeah, prime the day.
Yeah, we primed up for a track race, just to sit there in a track race. It was kind of hot, but then we saw Jack, so everything made everything worth it.
Oh yeah, I appreciate that.
What a time. Yeah, that is funny. I do recall just running into you at random times now, and I don't remember like half those times until someone brings them up. I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just such random times that we run into each other.
Yeah.
Like at that football game, it was like, Jack just texted, "Are you in Ames?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm here." He goes, "I thought I just saw you. I'll be right over."
Yeah. That was wild.
So, you lived in one of the households that are very rare in Des Moines. The Dowling Roosevelt rivalry.
Oh, was that a big rivalry?
Well,
I mean, that's for you to decide.
It was definitely I'm not sure it was a competitive rivalry, but it was a rivalry. Yeah,
that's what I would say.
Dowling Valley, you know, that was for sure a competitive rivalry.
Yeah,
Dowling Roosevelt.
But you know,
sure.
Competitiveness aside.
Yeah.
You lived in a rare household where you know.
Oh, yeah.
Blends of people together. Did you ever just like, what made you want to go to Roosevelt and then say like, hey, fuck you, Brian, you know?
I mean, I'd say going into high school, Brian and I, we were not the best of friends, so that was a big factor that I didn't have to go to school with him. We have a lot of family members who went to Dowling, so I don't want to be too harsh.
It's okay.
While your aunts are listening, Jack.
Yeah. Love you all dearly, then, if you're listening. Dowling people, they can seem a little pretentious, you know?
Nose in the air a little bit. Charlie's nose is always in the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm a big sniffer. I like to sniff.
You know, they're always the people accusing them of buying their athletes, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree.
Them up on God knows what, HGH.
Yeah.
You said it yourself. God knows what. It's God. We juice them up on God.
Yeah, on God knows what. Yeah.
That's another thing. You guys always thought God was on your side, you know?
Which, it's kind of obvious, isn't it?
I mean...
Seemed a bit much, but...
I'm not sure how I feel about it.
I think one of the things that rubbed me the wrong way when I was in high school, later in high school especially, after Brian had already, Brian, you and Charlie, Brian, sorry, you, Charlie, had left high school already, is that all of my meets, if my mom came, she would wear a Roosevelt shirt, but underneath a Dowling jacket. She no longer had a child going to Dowling. And I think that really did it for me in the end.
That kind of says it all right there.
I won't. I say no more. I feel like I ripped on a hard subject there. So moving into college,
sure.
you went to Iowa State, right?
Oh yeah.
All right,
still,
making
still
sure.
Here, yeah.
Living a dream. What do you graduate next May? This May? I don't even know.
Next May. That's the plan. You know, if everything goes according.
Well, if you have to take an extra lap, no one's gonna judge you.
Oh yeah.
But Charlie told me you started a fraternity.
So did you watch
Old School with Will Ferrell a couple times and just say like I want to do that and just went after it?
Yeah, we were like we can definitely emulate that. Get some like 70-year-old Navy vet and a couple of misfits in here.
You're my boy, Blue.
Get some going. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, it's no longer going. It's sad, but yeah, freshman year. We had some guys going around campus trying to get together a pool of misfits and restart this fraternity chapter. And I said, screw it. Let's see what happens. And so we had a couple years. It was a good time. Good guys. We had some fun, but we were just losing members left and right. And so we decided to call it quits this year, which is sad, but I'm still living with a couple of guys I met in the fraternity, so not all bad.
Well, I mean, it's still pretty...
I'm just picturing Animal House.
Honestly, Charlie, have you ever seen Old School?
No.
Yeah, you gotta watch that, and then you'll picture Old School when you talk about it. But
I feel like you said you're my boy, Blue, many times, and you have
I've said it, yeah.
Yeah, that's what that movie, that's where that comes from.
You're my boy, Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not my boy, Charlie.
No, I'm used to it by now. It's fine.
That's cool, though. It's a bummer it didn't work out, but it's cool that you could have started that. Freshman year of college, I didn't start anything besides, like, I was first in line to the cafeteria once. That was pretty cool.
That sounds difficult.
I was up pretty early that day. But yeah, so that's sweet. Bummer it didn't work out, but good for you, man.
It's all good.
So, Jack, you recently just got back from a trip to New York City. Do you want to kind of explain what you're doing there and what was it like to play in that prestigious location of Carnegie Hall?
So I've been playing violin for quite a while, and I'm a member of the Iowa State Orchestra, and the powers that be decided, hey, let's take a trip and play in New York, the orchestra and the choirs, and I've never been, so I was like, hell yeah, let's do it. A couple weeks ago, on a Friday, we flew out there, got to spend some time walking around New York, and then we played our concert at Carnegie Hall, and it was really, really cool. It was crazy to be in this gorgeous concert hall where you know tons of really good people and orchestras have played before. We're not one of those really, really good orchestras. There's a joke that someone asks a man on the street and he's like, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? And he says, practice, lots of practice. That was not the case for me. I can assure you that was not the case. I got to go up there, and it was really, really cool. And my parents flew out, so that was cool. They gotta watch me. New York was crazy. A lot different than Iowa.
You don't say.
So being in New York for that period of time, what was like the biggest thing that stuck out to you? Was like, oh, I'm not in Iowa anymore. Besides, like the obvious, like just the buildings and whatnot.
Yeah, I was gonna say the lack of corn and the skyscrapers, but that didn't do it. I mean, just the people were obviously different. The people, you know, like they walked with a purpose. They had places to be and didn't have time for our shit. Meandering on the sidewalk. I mean, that being said, it is obviously just chock full of tourists. So you just got so many different things going on, so many different people. So coming right from Ames, Iowa, over to New York was pretty crazy. Yeah, a lot, I'd say also a little bit dirtier.
just a little.
Yeah, a little dirtier. You know, like, it might check if it's a rat, in case it's like someone walking their dog, you know, you never know.
A few extra million people do that.
Yeah, and they throw their trash in the sidewalks.
Yeah. It's so much construction shit going on that, like, it's chaotic. It's crazy.
What kind of tourist sites did you get to go see?
So we only had like 2.5 days there, so we were just going around to as many places as we could. So, I mean, you know, our hotel was right by the Empire State Building, which is cool. We didn't go up it, but, you know, we got to walk past it, like, every day. My big thing, I really wanted to go see Grand Central Terminal, so went and saw that. You know, you got the library, the bowl down by Wall Street.
Big balls on that thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sadly, it was so crowded. We didn't get around to the other side of it.
Yeah. Did you get to see the little girl though?
Sorry.
You see the little girl though?
No.
You didn't see the little girl either.
No, can't. No, not sure what you're talking about.
You're gonna have to go back.
Yeah, you have to look that one up.
Okay.
But that's cool. New York, I've never been. It sounds hectic, and I don't think I'd ever want to live there, but definitely want to see it.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Carnegie Hall. So was it like, did you ever think some really like great people have been exactly where I'm sitting?
When you're playing? Yeah.
Did that like make you nervous, or was it like more exciting? Because I feel like I would have heard that or thought about that, and then I would have like just froze up for a second.
Jackson and Paul, I was going to say, you know, I thought about that, and I just play even harder.
Ooh. Oh, God. So, I'm all over the backstage area. They have tons and tons of pictures of people who have played there before. So, I mean, you're looking around all the time at the big names and orchestras. So, it was nerve-wracking to begin with, playing, you know, a different state, with all these people watching. But, yeah, no, definitely getting out on stage and just seeing how big it is, and yeah, thinking about the people there. I mean, I was already nervous because, I mean, I'll be the first to admit I can barely play. So it was already nerve-wracking. But that definitely amped it up a little bit. And I was sweating. I mean, I was getting a good sweat in. Especially because the piece we played was like 35 minutes long, so
that was holy awesome. Cow.
How do you keep your focus for 35 minutes of just playing music? Like smelling salts or?
You know,
because that takes to me that takes more concentration than like most sports. Like even running, you don't have to really focus for the entire time you're running. You can, but if you're playing an instrument, you got to make sure your fingers in the right place at the right time and stuff like that. And yeah, trust me, ladies know I don't perform well for 35 minutes.
Yeah, it's definitely like, you have to like enjoy it, because if you don't enjoy it, you're just going to want to just quit after that long. And you know, there are pieces that are longer than that, which is it's dumb to think about. But I guess what keeps you focused is that if you mess up, then a lot of people are going to notice, and it could be embarrassing depending on how bad it is.
Yeah.
So that's what keeps me on my toes.
So the fear of failure.
Along my lines, Jack, do you remember the advice I gave you right before you went? Like last time I saw you before you went?
If you say it, I'll probably remember, but...
I said, go get yourself an accidental solo.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't. I don't think I did. I mean, I don't think I did. There was, in one of the pieces we played, there's a part at the end where a lot of those happen, and I was terrified. I was just, the whole time I'm thinking, I was like zoning out during the piece thinking, I'm gonna mess up this last part and come in when no one else is playing. And so I was pretty terrified. I didn't, luckily.
Probably for the better. Good for you.
I would not have put that one down. Traveling all the way to New York just to mess up like that. Yeah.
This is a story though you could tell your grandkids.
Yeah, sounds like
it would.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Got a nice one note solo at Carnegie. Yeah.
Yeah, Jack. So the last question we ask in the question part, the tattoo question. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be? Where would you put it?
So I also thought about this question. My three roommates that all have tattoos, and they constantly ask me the same question. Honestly, not a huge tattoo guy myself. I know a lot of people come on the show, and you offer them to get Grant's face tattooed.
Yeah, Grant's face is an option.
Yeah, I guess.
So, can I flip the script and get your face, Charlie?
Oh, I'd be honored.
One of my ass cheeks? Is that?
I'd be honored.
I think lower back, like a little tramp stamp, that'd be nice.
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, do it. I mean, literally. Or, like front, like, just, like, pelvic area right there. Like, just, like, a little... It doesn't have to be too big. Maybe, like, a 2x2 square of Charlie's face.
I'll send you some headshots, and you can mold over.
Yeah, we'll work on those this weekend and get those back to you.
Awesome, yeah. I'll get right on that. Next time you see me, you'll...
I'll make sure they come in black and white. You don't want to have to color that bad boy in.
Yeah, we'll do it black and
white. Yeah, be way too expensive, yeah. I want it to be tasteful.
Oh, well, of course it's going to be tasteful. That's why we're doing headshots.
All right, let's move on. We're going to play trivia. Jack versus Grant.
Against Grant. Have you ever competed against someone?
Oh, have I ever? You obviously don't listen very often.
Grant, how many times have you won?
I've won like twice.
I think, I know you're on the board, but it's not by much.
I don't know. Maybe a couple times. I don't play very often.
No, you don't.
Can't keep me sharp, you know?
I mean, I'm nervous. I'll tell you that much.
All right. Jack, you're getting the first question.
Shit.
Okay.
The beaver is the national emblem of which country? This is a tough one.
I think you can get it.
I want to say Canada. Canada?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Jack's on the board.
I knew that one. Damn it.
Nice one.
My grandfather's Canadian. Was Canadian.
Grant.
Yeah.
The Pyrenees mountain range separates which two European countries?
Motherfucker. No, this is going to be really bad if I get this wrong.
I guess you said you like...
I have a Carpathian Shepherd. And that's in the Pyrenees mountain range. So this is going to be really bad if I get this wrong.
I don't know the answer.
And I think I should know this.
It's in Europe.
Okay.
They're both in Europe.
I'm assuming it's Eastern Europe. I hope it's Eastern Europe. I don't know.
It could not be. I don't know.
Greece. Croatia and Greece. I don't know.
No, that's wrong. France and Spain.
Oh, fuck. It's not Eastern.
I was going to say no, not at all.
What the fuck? Sorry, Mom.
Jack. Your second question is Hg is a chemical symbol for what element?
That'd be mercury.
That is correct.
Oof.
He's still in school. It doesn't count. He looks at periodic tables every day.
I am a computer science major.
You got science in there, so you know.
That's true. I guess you have a beat there.
No, yeah,
you're right.
I have a bachelor's of art.
If you ask you an art question, it's all you.
Yeah, it's a liberal arts degree. It's great.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Grant. Who was the U.S. president during World War One?
During World War One?
Yeah.
That would have been in... It ended before 1920, right? Yeah.
I don't know. You tell me.
So, the president... Holy shit. There's a lot of presidents, man. Like 50 some. I got a 1 in 50, like, 6 shot? 55 shot? I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know.
That's not right.
48? I don't know. 150 roughly. Johnson? No, Johnson. Johnson?
Incorrect. Woodrow Wilson.
Wilson. Wilson, Johnson. It's both names for your penis.
That means Jack wins. So Jack is like, big W. Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, Jack, it's a lot of fun. You caught me on a rough night to be thinking about trivia. I'm a little hungry. I'm thinking more about pizza than trivia, but that's all right.
Hey, that's all right. I'm always up for a rematch, man.
We'll have to have you on again soon.
Yeah. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Jack. That was Jack. That was a lot of fun. Dude, New York guy now, I guess.
I just said big city, big living.
Big city guy. Must be nice. No, really fun. I will say 35 minutes of playing any instrument is something that I can't even like.
Yeah, dang it, there's just one song. They do multiple songs too.
Oh my God, you're kidding me.
No, it's a talent. It's really, really good.
Do you ever see them, like, take water breaks?
He also did sell himself short. He's a very talented musician in general, not just violin, piano, drums. He can do a lot of very cool things. But, yeah, it's a talent. It's a serious talent. And to answer your water question, I have no idea.
But, like, how cool would it be if like, all of a sudden after a, you know, after, like, the conductor's done and they, like, go to take a bow, they dump the Gatorade on him? You know, they're like, it's just like a big sporting, it's like a big sporting, but everyone goes wild. Like, everyone's sitting there super nice, like, in their nice stuff. Then the next thing you know, like, right after it's over, it just gets crazy.
Gatorade.
Yeah, you're like, Gatorade, yellow, yeah!
That'd be sick.
That'd be sweet. Alright, should we wrap it up?
Let's get out of here.
Alright, go ahead.
Like, well, I've got a lot of free food this week at work, so your meeting is a high priority if there's free food.
Boom. It's true.
I don't know who said it, but someone said it.
Dude, every meeting's a high priority for me with food. I'll be there. Anyone want to meet me for food? I'm in. There's been a lot of talk about Instagram taking away likes, the like feature.
Yeah.
So I saw this quote and it said, "Comparison is the thief of joy."
I like it. I love it.
I love it. Deuces.